hear your version of what Baba had to say about the inmost Brahma at the Kailash Temple at Ellora.
Pardon?
I'd like to hear, you visited the Kailash Temple with Baba.
Yeah.
Could you just tell us what he had to say about the temple, about that temple, and particularly the inner, you know, the real temple part?
Yeah.
Inside?
First and foremost, you see, many times we had been there. And why did we go, we don't know, because we went there, because he was there, so we followed him.
Yeah.
That's why we all go. Same thing with the seclusion hill, why do we go? We just tread the path that he was there, he tread the side. One day, he takes us again to that place. We frequented quite often the places, because of his work there in the valleys. You know that valley there, that vast stretch of plain that is there. So one day he shows us just outside the Sanctum Sanctorum. You know the carvings that are there, the plaques. What do you call them? What do you call them?
Sculptures.
Sculptures. The plates that are there. And they are pornographic. Have you noticed that?
No, not the painting.
What I mean, the sculpture.
On the outside.
On the outside of the pillars. Have you all noticed that? You noticed that?
There's a crowd of people there, I can't get
by. Yeah. And when you go there and engage a government guide, he always allows his, what you call, clients to pore over these things, because they are very much interested in such sites, you see. So he goes on, leaving the rest, you see, goes on describing, see how the postures are and all this. Yeah, it is a fact. So one day he takes us there, and we are again noticing, because innumerable visits are not sufficient to go over the whole thing, it's like that. So we are again, as if we have just visited the place. We are interested in looking up and down and admiring the sculpture and all that sort of thing. He says, see what it is? Can you see what it is? He says, yeah. Why is it that this is considered to be the temple and here is the Sanctum Sanctorum? Why is it that just outside all this is there? Why is it kept like that? And we did not know. We didn't know the answer. Well, somebody said that, well, it's the fancy or the imagination of the sculptor. But why such impressions are carved out like that? Was there any reason behind it? And there was a good reason behind it. And what was the reason behind it was, then he tells us. Why did he go there? It was in answer to the devotion who had done these things, without their being aware of anything. That the Lord would himself come and admire these things. It's an answer to their devotion, to the Lord. So he goes there, and then one day he tells, and he says, the reason for it is, why all these things are carved, just there outside, it's all on the pillars there. It's there, that when you enter this Sanctum Sanctorum, you have to leave outside all this, all the debris that is in your mind, the garbage that is there, of all this that is there, and they are depicting this. Keep them outside and enter without these things. You cannot be devoid of all these things because you have inherited from your past incarnations and all that. But at least when you step in, inside, just leave these things out. That's what he told us. And then when you go, the same day, we enter the Sanctum Sanctorum. What do we find is the lingam there. It's the ancient traditional mode of worship. What you find is nothing but the phallus there. And it's planted in the vagina that you see there. And Baba says, what will the people think about these? Are the Indians worshipping them? It is the ancient traditional way of worship, there is no doubt about it. And there are many books written on that. But the explanation he gave us that day has stuck in my mind. He says, this is depicted over here, which is at the very root of manyness. creation is nothing but manyness, oneness manifesting in many. So it is at the root of manyness. Now, for a spiritual aspirant to transcend manyness is what to do. So, the ancient sages, who were the masters of the time, brought home to them that this is at the root of manyness, this cohabiting and these symbols. So what you need to do is to have this before your mind's eye and become aware that they are at the root of manyness and you have to transcend this. So what is needed is that you need to have a quiet place, a place remote from any other thing, and meditate on it. And it's all gone now, because then there would be drips of oil or water poured on it. There is a vessel put there. So with every drop that drips there, that brings to your awareness that this is how, drop by drop, you pacify your passions. Drop by drop, get the thing out of your system, subdue them, and extract yourself from this cause of manyness and aspire to become one with the One. So that's how it is. But now what we find later on, the whole thing somehow or other got the form of worshipping that. They would put flowers on it. It is not meant for worship, it is meant for deeper meditation and awareness. But they put oil, they plaster it with all sorts of colors there, the flower, the phallus and all that sort of thing, pour water over it and allow it to flow through the vaginal channels that are there, and all that sort of thing is there. But really speaking, it is meant there to help you to subdue your own carnal passions, which are at the very root of manyness. And you have to transcend manyness in order to attain oneness. Yeah. And that's what he explained to us. Yeah.
Someone said Baba spent a lot of time in that particular sanctum, sanctorum.
Not there.
No?
No. You often take us there, visit us and show us all this. And there are panels also, yeah, they are known as panels. There are panels also that you may have seen, that the sculpture is such that the sculptor himself has been there and the leg of somebody is on the top of his head. Have you seen that? Oh, on the outside there. That is total subjugation, surrender to the master. Yeah. Each individual has carved out the thing, has sculpted according to one's own way, one's own feelings. So that's how it is. It is fascinating to see how many cultures there is. The Brahminical, the Jain, the Buddhist, the Sufi culture, all at one spot. And it's a small area, it's not a big area. And great masters are there.
Did Baba say anything about that Buddhist cave with the big Buddha?
No, nothing. He would take... There we would go there when we are with Baba on the plains there, after visiting the different places there, there are the museums there. We'll come back tired and all that. Sometimes we'll sit outside there. Inside the cave there is a veranda like this. We'll sit outside there, or sometimes inside there. Sometimes you would ask somebody who could sing to sing something there. And then we relax there. But what I hear from, of course he need not tell us who he is, but to many it is a great story that when women were taken by him there Baba had his board there and took the board out and says, at that very cave, I am the Buddha. And when Mani spelt out the words to speak, naturally the reverberations were such that they all felt the authority about it. So she remembers that. And Baba would take us always, by the way, this reminds me, whenever we visited and relaxed and all that, while leaving the place, he wouldn't just turn his back and leave. He would himself go round the stupa, circumambulate, and then we'll leave a day. same door. Never turn back and go like that. Circumambulate Buddha and then go.
Did Baba do that at other places?
No, this place. Yeah.
We noticed at Sikori that there are a number of places where they do that also.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of it?
It is traditional. I don't know. There must be some meaning in it, but I don't know.